Good. Okay, we're learning more about Dvorim Anoigim Besuda. We're up to Simon Kuf Ayin, Sif Hei. Hanichnos Labais. Somebody who enters a house, your visitor, your guest somewhere. Kol ma sheyoyim aloi balabais. Whatever the balabais tells you to do, yase you should do. If you go into a person's house, he's your boss. He takes charge. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkoten Tezayin the following: Kol ma sheyoyim hainu afilu dovo sheish beketzas gasus ruach usroa. Even if there is normally a certain so what does he mean? Does he mean that if he asks you to jump out of the window, you have to jump out of the window? What does he mean? Does he mean if you should clean up, you should wash off the plate after eating? Do you mind to kindly wash off the plate? Does that mean that? So the answer is it doesn't mean that. The main pshat is on the contrary. The Balabais wants to give you lots of honor. He wants to give you the respect that you feel you don't deserve. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Masha a Balabais, whatever the Balabais tells you that you should do, you have to listen to. Although it goes against your nature, you wouldn't naturally accept such honor. But over here, since it's not your own house, you have to accept the honor that the Balabais wants to give you. Mishnah Berurah of Gotten Tezayin explains it. Kol ma sheyema, aynu, afilu dova, even something. Sheish bo ktsas gasus usrora, there's a certain haughtiness, a certain respect. Sheloya yoyse ken oirech mishuman over that. Generally speaking, the oirech, the guest, would never have done so because of his own humbleness. Afal biken, nevertheless, yase should do so. So if the person wants to give you a certain honor, the Balabais wants to give you a certain honor, you have to accept it. V'ima oirech noik is a precious bedova. If the Oireach has normally is makbid on certain precious bedova, sho'isim mishum srach iso. If you're makbid on something, a certain precious, you just don't do that. You're just on a certain level that you just would normally refrain from doing this thing. It's beyond the chumrah. It's certain precious. You don't do that. You're abstaining yourself from this. So then, einu mechuyav lishma la balabais lavoy. Then, if you have a certain level of, you just don't do that. It's beyond your. Then the Balabais can't force you to do something. Yeah, certain things you don't eat, certain things you don't do, certain things you don't. So the Balabais can't force you to eat that. But generally speaking, if you are machmi, if you've got certain chumras, if you've got certain precious, generally speaking, you should do it in a way that people don't realize. So it would defeat the purpose. For instance, we learned that there's certain tanesim. If a person wants to do tanesim, somebody wants to fast. So he has gotten certain chumas, he wants to fast on certain days, kaporos avonis. So it's a good thing to do. But as the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you are, if people find out about it, then you better not, there's no point doing it. So there's no point doing it. If people find out about it, if it's public knowledge, then there's no point doing it. So there will be an application of this halacha over here. If you're invited somewhere and he wants to serve, he wants to give you, he wants to honor you, he wants to give you something to eat, and he says, no, I'm very machmi, I'm fasting today, I'm a big tzaddik, I'm fasting. So then hide your chumras.
So if you refuse to eat, let's say, aren't you embarrassing the.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to. That's right. So that's right. So in principle, if it's something that you can hide your chumrah, then if you're not embarrassing him and nobody realizes that the Balabais can't force you to eat something. If you say, oh, actually, I just got a stomachache. I'm really sorry. I can't now. Really apologize next time. Then it's fine. You can do that. If you're 100% confident, you're not embarrassing and you're not hurting somebody, you're not making a point. But if, then it's good, then you're allowed to do that. Then it won't go into this rule over here that you always have to listen to the Balabais. However, if it's something that he's going to notice, then he shouldn't do it. There's a famous story of Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer was the Gol Hadoy. Reb Chaim Oizer Gozhensky. He was the Gol Hadoy, he was the Poisik Hadoy. I'm actually just reading his letters. It's unbelievable. It was a genuine Gol Hadoy, Reb Chaim Oizer. Shailas and Shuvah Zachiezer, he was the first and foremost post who actually paskin if electricity is actually Dereisa or Derabbanon. Reb Chaim Oizer, he was the postik. Nowadays we all go in his. Reb Chaim Oizer was the God of Hadoim. Now he was once visited, Briskerov once visited him. That's the way I heard the story, so I hope it's accurate. Heard that Briskerov went to visit him once. And it was in Vilna, the Briskerov had to travel to escape from Brisk until he landed up in Eretz Yisrael, where he survived and he escaped. He went to Eretz Yisrael before the war. He was actually the beginning of the war, still there, and he escaped to Eretz Yisrael. So at one point, he visited Reb Chaim Oizer in Vilna. Reb Chaim Oizer was not the Rav of Vilna. Since the Vilna gone, there was never a person who was officially assigned the post of Rav of Vilna. There was no such position. But he was, without a doubt, the foremost dayan in Vilna. He was the most senior dayan in Vilna. And he was a de facto Rav of Vilna. And the Briskerov went to visit him on his way, and he was in Vilna. And the Briskerov, it would happen to be on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And the way I heard the story was that in Brisk the Makbit, I don't know if today they're still Makbit, but certainly in those days the Briskerov was Makbit, that he wouldn't eat any sugar. He would not eat any sugar because of the chashash that sugar looks a little bit like flour, could potentially become chometz. So in Brisk they were Makbit not to eat sugar during the whole of Pesach. But so the Briskerov went to visit Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer didn't have this chumrah, and he would eat sugar. So he, when Briskerov came into his humble abode, so he gave, Reb Chaim Oizer gave the Briskerov a coffee, and in that coffee there was a little bit of sugar. And Briskerov drank the coffee. On his way out, he went out, and as he passed the street, he was mechaber each other and everything, they spent some time together. And then he went out and left on the corner, once he had passed the house, the Briskerov, we can really learn so much from the Heilige Briskerov, Zichron Livocha, he spat out remains from the saliva that he had in his mouth, he spat out, making sure that the Chaim Oizer wouldn't see. So the Briskerov's sons asked the Briskerov, what's going on, what are you doing, why are you spitting out? And he said, well, I, Petzah, as you know, I have a chumrah, I don't eat sugar on Pesach. And therefore, I didn't really want to eat sugar. But if I'm in the Briskerov's house, so the halacha is, as we saw now, that hanichnas labayis kol ma sheyem lo balabayis yaseh. Whatever the balabayis tells you to do, you have to do. Now it comes without saying that if it offers you something, that you're gonna eat it. You're not gonna say you've got a chumrah, you've got a precious, you've got some sort of. It's a chumrah. I know if I don't eat sugar, that's a chumrah. If I'm now at Reb Chaim Oizer's house and he offers me a coffee with sugar, I have to do what he says. And he's a poster gadol, he's a god gadol. Even if he wouldn't be, but he was a poster gadol. He offered me some coffee, so I'm gonna eat it without hesitation. But now that I'm walking out, and he doesn't see me now, I'm trying to get rid of the saliva which I have in my mouth. That was the Heilige Briskerov. That's it's an interesting story. That's certainly got to do with our seif over here. I also heard on a very different note, but I still think it has a little bit to do with it. I heard when I got married. So I remember hearing from a dayan. It's one of those things that stick to your mind. One of the few things that you just remember. I remember hearing that I was Pesach, my first Pesach by my shver, and then dayan told me that he asked me what kind of matzahs am I going to eat. What matzahs are you going to have? And then I said, and he said, you know, I want to tell you something, that is no greater breach of this halacha, that's what this dayan said, this dayan in Stamford Hill. He said, there's no greater breach than a son-in-law who brings in different matzahs than his shver. It's very common that a son-in-law wants to, not showing off, but he has a certain level of matzahs, and he eats different matzahs than his shver. And he's matzahs, I eat those matzahs, and we don't mish. He's got hand matzahs, I've got machine matzahs, or he's got all the other way around, he's got pupa, and I've got kumamiyas, and he's got. He said, there's no greater breach, it's chumras, it's all very nice, and So there's no greater breach, kolanichnas le labais, kolmashem le balabais yaseh. He said, a shver is, zichr de balabais. And if you have to eat the same matzahs, then you shver. I thought that's an interesting. I remember this. I think it's this. Now that we've seen the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's quite relevant. What do you think about it? I think it's yeah. Because the Shvika, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. So okay, I think that's of course one has to take it with. But I think it's an interesting. What do you think about it? No, I think it's. Yeah, and Abchamoz's story, I think, is also very powerful. Sivov, lo ye adam kapden. A person should be an angry man. Perish kasen oyragzen. Angry, irritated, besudoso during the meal. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Ches 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom says, mipnei shemoyneh bnei beis alos es klum la'anim. If he's all angry, he's all like edgy, and he's all like angry, he's tensed up. His family will be reluctant to give anything to poor people. If he's all like makbid and all tensed up, then if he's all tensed up and all thing, then people, then his family are going to say, oh, he's all like, that's his name, we better not give anything to anim, he's going to get all angry. An additional reason, the visitors of Nebesoy and his family, they'll be embarrassed, they'll be uncomfortable to eat. If he's all tensed up and all angry and irritated, then they're not going to eat with appetite because they think they're eating too much. Now, I must tell you, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch at all, because it says, I don't know what you think about the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what you think about it. The Pella, of course, is exactly, a person should never be a captain. The Rambam says, and a person should never be full of anger. You should sometimes pretend to be angry, yes, but you should never be angry. As a state in Rambam, so I don't know why Dafke B'Shal Suda, this halacha applies Dafke B'Shal Suda. Why you should never be angry? So he probably, what's the answer?
I didn't think captain meant that without the word in the brackets here.
Yeah, I know. It could have been. What would you, Minji? Fussy. Ah, I see. Captain on the, in that way. Yeah, here. Aha, the captain. It could mean that. You're right. But that's not what the brackets explain. Yeah, good point. Yeah, so it probably means that you have to be particularly careful during the meal. Particularly careful to be gentle and edel. Particularly careful during the meal. Okay. Siv Zayin. Lo yechal adam pusa kebetza. Don't eat in one go a whole slice of bread, which is the size of a kebetza. And if you did eat the whole kibetza, like a huge amount, has a gagron. It looks like you're a bit overeating, like overindulging. Like don't eat the whole thing like this in one go. Slowly, relax. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot New Test, the name of Beis Yosef, Ve'lo yechal adam v'chulu, Beis Yosef mitzal, Beis Yosef even says, Ta'afilu lecho is biyodo kebeitzo, even if you're holding in your hand a slice of bread, which is a kebeitzo, enu kedai is not right. Afal pisha enu yechal givas achas. Never mind not eating in one go a kebeitzo, which you look like overeating, but also holding in your hand, the whole kebeitzo in your hand, yeah, like eating. So relax, put it down. When you're ready, eat a bit more. Don't like hold to the food like this. That's also inappropriate. Seif ches lo yishte koyse bevas achas. Don't drink a whole cup in one go. Rabbi say a whole cup in one go. Even if you're thirsty in the summer, don't gulp down a whole cup in one go. Veim shosa, and if you did drink, har is a gagron. What's the right word for gagron? I'm searching for a good word for gagron. It's like if you're like. Yeah, I don't know that word. Is that like somebody who's... Yeah, is that... Yeah, okay, so that's... Yeah. So don't eat the whole... Don't drink a whole cup in one go.
Glutton.
Oh, very good, yeah. Yeah, don't... Yeah. Shnayim, if you have two... If you drink the cup in two goes... Shnayim derech eretz. Two, if you eat in two ways, that's derech eretz. That's right. If you have a cup, you drink in two goes, and not in one go. I think we can all appreciate it. That it's not. Pardon? Oh, we'll get to that. Ramo is going to say shloisha harizim megas eruach. If you have a cup and you do it in three times, then you're showing that you are a bit too posh. You're showing too posh. So one is too much in one go. Two is right. And three, you're making a point that you're very royal over here. Gase ruach. Mihu, kois katten oid, if it's a kiddish cup, it's small. Mutter nicht stoiz, was achas, you can do it in one go. A little one is was achas, you can do it. Mishnebura, I believe, says, in Siv Kotten, kois katten heine pochs me revies. So it's like revies, it's actually revies. You can do revies in one go, that's fine. But more than that, you have to do it in two times. Vechen godel me oid, if it's very particularly large cup, then b'shloisha bo pa'omim, you can do it in 3-4 times. So the bottom line is that I suppose it depends how big the cup is. Depends on that. If it's a regular sized cup, which is normally like 108, I think it's regular means for us regular as well. How much are they normally, normal ones?
90, 200.
So that you do in 2 times. You do in 2 times. 3 times in gasi ruach. Oh, very good, very, very good. Because look, the Mishnah Berurah said in Siv Kotten Chav Beis, but the last few words, for kol zek shaltim beinoni, we're talking about an average person who is tam yain, and with regards to wine, avu misha keser chav, but if a person is particularly big, or yain mosuk, it's a sweet wine, nishtani hashir, the shir will be different, for motav as achsa filu b'yoysim ezeh, you could drink more in one go. If you are particularly big and particularly big in size, or you're not talking about wine. With regards to beer, our contemporary beer, says the Mishnah Berurah, which is not so strong, it could be more than revius as well. So I suppose it depends. So if it's water or any soft drink, what would you say?
If you're thirsty, you might well down a big glass of water in the summer in one go, and if you got a little whiskey, you're not necessarily
going to drink that one among them. Right. So it is, you are right that it is a bit relative. It is relative. We are talking about wine, and we are talking about an average size cup and an average size person. And the rest is relative. But that's what we learned, the Yesod we learned from here. Okay, Siv Tes, yeah. Same halach will apply. Same halach will apply. Siv Tes, top of page 144. Lo yoichal shum oy botzel. A person should eat garlic or onion, meroishoy from its head, elo meolo from its leaves. Veim ochal, and if you did eat it in that order, harizei ravoson, again, ravoson is like a particularly hungry person. What was the word again?
Glutton,
yeah. It's the same type of word. Lo yoichal de ravonos, and don't eat it in such a way. Rather, don't hold the food in one way, in one hand. Tear off with the other hand. So the Gemara says, don't hold the food in one way and tear it off with the other hand. Don't hold it and tear. No, that's not the way to eat. Now, the first halacha is lo yechal shum a botzel meroish shalem me'olav. Mishnebura says as follows in Sifkotn Chav Gimel meroish perish ki hashum. This halach is both regards to garlic and onion. Halovon sheboy mi bifnim, who am a shubach sheboy. The best part of the onion and of the garlic is its inner side, the inner.
The clove.
Is that the clove? Is that the inner?
Inside it.
The inside it. That's right. That's the. That's the. No, you should eat it. But since that the best part, is that true about onion and garlic, the inner side, inner is the best part, yeah? That's just the meshubach shubay, that's the best part, that's the superior element of it. V'alina yirukin, and the leaves around it, shalemalo, which are on top of it, groin mehen, they are of lesser quality. Umechzikera avoson, and it will look like a person is like overeating and desperate and not eating appropriately. If you tear it off and you eat the inside first, slow down, relax. Have the leaves and then more leaves. You're going to get to it slowly, slowly you'll get to it. Why tearing it open and eating the what was it called?
I don't know, it's the clove.
The clove, yeah, is that what the inside?
I don't know what the inside is called.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you just tear it off and go to the middle first? Just, you're going to get there. Slowly does it. You're going to get there. So you have to eat. You have to eat from the outside, in, more and more in. Yeah.
Why would you find this in the wash? Let's focus on catching meat or in a wash, maybe.
No, you shouldn't. The only exception is what the Mishnah Berurah says now. This is a halach that we find with regards to quite a few of the halachs we're learning in this siman, that on Shabbos you'd be allowed to do that. So on Shabbos you'd be allowed to just eat the inner part first, because chivuv, the eating on Shabbos, is a particular mitzvah, and therefore many of those halachas are removed with regards to Shabbos, because you're not eating it necessarily because of your own private desperation. Rather, it's evident you're doing it for Suda's mitzvah. What do you think about that?
Helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Abakos is also? Okay. I don't think we should, Lemaise. We do it in two. You know that we should do it in once? I think you should state that you should do it in one go. I think we should do it. Interesting point. Maybe take it. Very nice, maybe take it. Yeah, okay, Steve Yud. Don't bite the slice and then put it back on the table. Makes sense, no? That's not right. Yeah. Sivkotn chavav. Lo yishoich mipnei shenimeses nimasa lebrius. Once you've bitten it off, it becomes people lose appetite from it. Nimasa lebrius, people won't want to eat it anymore. So once something you've bitten off, you don't put back on plate. Could be that something on the plate was like you'd eat, and what you'd, it's a bit like a fruit kind of. Imagine a fruit bowl. People take from that, they eat, and it doesn't go back. So maybe that's the marshal. Maybe that's the way we have to. Yeah, that's right. The waiter, yeah. Yeah, the waiter, yeah. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Don't drink two cups in one go, like one after the other, straight away. Besoich sudosoi, the end of the meal. Veivoch bechzemozen, and straight away afterwards, bench. Mipnei shenirei kigagron, again. It's, if you just do two cups and straight go to benching, then nirei kigagron. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, in the name of the two, is as follows. In Sivkot Nchav Zayin, Lo Yishteh V'Yivach Bekes Amosin, the Nirek Sheshoyse Oysa Mevas Achas, if you're drinking two cups just before benching, then Sheshoyse Lishoyse HaMeichel, it looks like you want to settle down the food, Kedei Sheyuch HaLachse V'Lechol, that you can just, in order that you should be able to eat straight away, V'Lechol and eat, Acha Bekes Amosin after benching, Oid Habe. You want to basically just settle down the food, you're having two cups now, just to like push it down a bit, you're going to bench a quick one, and then you're ready for the next meal. So if you have two cups straight before benching, it doesn't look good. You can have one cup, you can have a few cups during the meal, but if you're just like flushing it down, it looks like you're making a point over here that you just want to have, you want to follow on after benching. So that's Nirei Kigagron. Okay. See if Yud Gimel Hanichnos Lebayis. Sorry, Yud Beis. Shneim Shoyoshim Al Hashulchan. Two people who are enjoying a meal. Hagodol Poshit Yod Echila. The Godol, which is the Balabais, or maybe the most respectful person amongst the eaters. Hagodol Poshit Yod Echila. He should stretch his hand first to eat. So he's the first one to take from the tray. He's the first one to eat from the plate. V'shalach yodoy bifnei mishigol menu aizei kigagron. Somebody so impatient that just can't wait. He's like grabbing the food first. Whoever's grabbing food first, that's nirei kigagron. So you wait until the balabais eats first, and then everybody else follows on.
What about the guest?
Very good. By the guest, the same halacha will apply. You wait for the balabais. This is very relevant by simchas sometimes. I feel that by simcha, zalocha applies well. You go to a simcha, to a dinner or something, and then you're eating by, there's 12 people around the table, and then they tend to serve. And then, this halocha, I thought once during, so what happens normally? People people, you know, you get your schnitzel, and you get your chicken or the combination of both, and then you start eating. So really, I was wondering if Shnem Shoshim al Hashulchan, Agodol Poish Yod Etchila, I wonder if the extension of this halach is also you should wait until everybody else has got, and then the Godel starts. Sometimes you may be sitting on the table, like people are older than you, and maybe even wiser, and maybe it's appropriate to then ensure that they... it's going to be cold, okay, fine, so it's going to be a bit cold, fine, okay. But maybe the extension of this halacha is to wait until everybody else starts. It's definitely very polite, but it looks like... I wonder if it's also Shulchan Aruch.
As long as everyone gets to wedding, it's like 3 hours late.
3 hours late, yeah. So okay, so it might be relevant for dessert. It may be relevant for dessert, yeah.
Are you meant to wait for the Chosn Kala or for the...
So for the Chosn Kala is another reason why... But it's another reason why... There's another reason why one should eat while Chosn Kala is there. Well, really, one should... Chosn Kala should be present during... Really... Because it's meant to be it makes the Suda's mitzvah. The presence of the Chosn Kala making the Suda's mitzvah. And kol anene from, if you're a nene from a Suda's Chosn Kala and you're not mehane them, then you're actually doing an Avera. So it's hard to be mehane the Chosn Kala if they're not there. it's a problem that, in my opinion, the Chosn Kala, it's a vicious circle, but if they come late, it's a mamash problem because they're really not meant to eat without.
The idea is you enjoying the meal will give them a couple of Chosn Kala pleasure, won't it?
Maybe. Of course, there is something about knufia. It's brought down. Yeah, there's something about knufia. There's something about having an assembly of people. There isn't. This is about that as well. But yeah.
If you're at a table and there are 12 other people and you wait for them, then people want food at different temperatures. Somebody else is greater, but at the end of the day. You've got your own plate.
That's right. That's why I'm saying that it's an extension of this halacha. I didn't say it is this halacha. I'm saying it's an extension of this halacha. That God will push it chiller.
But I don't know
that there's
any chisron because, you know, then
there's a low
costa. Yeah, if they don't. No one really cares if
you're reaching or not. Yeah, it's true. I hear. Rabbi, what do you think about this point? When we talk about the halacha over here, that shnaim shiosh mal ha-shulchan, God will push it chiller. We have to wait for the Godoil, for the most respected youth. What happens if he won't notice? He's the kind of person that just won't notice. Does his halacha still apply or not? What do you think? I don't know the answer. I'll be honest with you, I don't know the answer.
That might be for you, because there'll be on the rabbi's table, but there's not going to be on the rabbi's table. So,
yeah.
The end of the day, you know, I'm
just going to say.
Yeah.
I was wondering whether it's
Shanaim Davka. Oh, I see. What happens if it's more than two?
Then maybe you can do what you want.
What if it's more than two? So... So,
when it's you and a goddess, then it's very polite. You just go ahead and eat still. Maybe each individual situation should be assessed in its own merits.
As depending on hunger and... yeah. No, I hear. It could be. But the question is, in principle, does this rule apply also in that kind of setting or not? Does it apply or not?
I think the spirit of what this is saying is if you're sitting on the table, people weren't talking.
You should wait.
If you're all contemporaries, then, you know.
There's no much point. Yeah. No, I hear. I think that's probably is the spirit of the halachas. I hear. Yeah. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight. Loads of halachas are noigim besuda. We started off learning that anichnas lebayis, you should always listen to the balabais. Whatever the balabais tells you to do, you should adhere to his words. We spoke about the fact that even if you're one of your machmir, don't do that publicly. And if he asks you to do something, you should listen to it. You shouldn't be angry during the meal. You should not eat too much in one go. You shouldn't drink too much in one go. Two is ideal, depending on the size of the cup and what kind of drink it is. But two generally is ideal. With regards to onion and garlic, you should slowly go from the outside in and not the other way around. You should not bite a food and put it back on the table. You should not drink two cups and then go straight into benching. You should wait for the godel to be pushed yod etchila, and these are the halachas we cover tonight. More on that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.